This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Reports from J.B. Morgan and Citigroup indicate profits from credit cards, but a potential deterioration in consumer credit quality. An analysis of more than 72,000 financial complaints submitted to the CFPB found that older Americans reported considerable financial harm from mortgage companies, debt collectors, and the three major credit reporting companies, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. Most complaints about credit reporting companies relate to mortgages or incorrect financial information in individuals' credit reports. By the 1990s, more than 350 American colleges and universities had adopted hate speech codes. Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau has raised the issue of Mexico's persistently low wages in an after round four talks, insisting that the benefits of trade have to be shared evenly. In a recent poll of Americans, over 40% said they plan to start collecting Social Security benefits early. American multinational corporations have parked $2.6 trillion in foreign profits overseas in order to escape paying the IRS. 73% of Fortune 500 companies have a subsidiary in a low tax haven, according to the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy. UNESCO has designated more than 1,000 World Heritage Sites since 1972, including ones like Yosemite National Park in California and the Minaret of Jam in Afghanistan. The UN condemned mass arrest of gay and transgender people in Azerbaijan and Egypt and in Indonesia as a violation of international law. In a big day for President Trump, he signed orders seeking to push the Iran treaty over to Congress for action and blocking the subsidies for lower-income families under Obamacare, which could hurt 7 million and roil the markets. Social Security benefits are expected to rise by 2% by the end of the year. A federal jury in New York found Kansas City businessman Scott Tucker and his lawyer guilty of money laundering, wire fraud, and federal racketeering and lending laws based on the predatory schemes of his payday lending company, AMG Services. Two accounts that Facebook said appear to have ties to Russian operatives amassed more than a half million followers in the past couple of years with posts, ads, and events that stoked strong emotions over such issues as race and immigration, including one called Blacktivist and another called Secured Borders. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke's Bulletin, brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 199 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.